Only yesterday, thousands of women across the country were lining up to get in on the latest fashion craze, the Beehive hairdo. Until a radioactive chemical in the hairspray caused nesting bees to grow 100 times their normal size.
What a stellar night.
Just the way I ordered it. Perfect weather, a million stars in the sky, and a movie that's just bad enough to be funny.
We need to talk. My family's moving.
Phew! Dodged a bullet there. I thought you were breaking up with me.
Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Guess it is. So when are you moving?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? That's like the day after today! How long have you known?
A few weeks. I was afraid to tell you.
So, this is our last night together.
I'm not good with goodbyes, so I'm just going to say bye.
Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Want a ride to your hair appointment?
Aren't you gonna get to rest?
What's the point? I'll just have to change back into pajamas in a few hours.
Mom, you're losing it.
No. I already lost it. The best job I ever had. And they pruned me like a dwarfing perennial. Snip, snip.
You need something to do.
Don't get impatient. Chillax, bro. It's just a game.
That's it.
You can market Dill's game. Impatience is a staple of entertainment at the Java Lava.
Nah, I played it before, and frankly, I don't have the patience for it.
Everyone loves it!
I hate this dumb game.
Wanna play again?
Okay!
See? That's the beauty of it. You can yell, scream, break stuff, and blame it all on the game.
You just might be onto something.
Breakup supplies, huh?
Yep. I'm just gonna sit here, eat junk food, watch sad movies, cut Rachel out of all my pictures, and then quietly collapse in a pool of my own tears and vomit.
Handball can wait. This I gotta see.
Well, that's it. I got nothing.
Really?
I know this seems weird, but I feel fine.
No offense, T, but I was sort of looking forward to the pool of tears and vomit thing. Aunt Charlotte?
DP, I have a proposition for you.
Color me intrigued.
In brief, there's a hole in the market for a game like Impatience. I believe I can turn your odd yet compelling little game into an international bestseller.
No thanks. That game is my baby. I don't want her to be exploited.
I can see it now. Little German boys in lederhosen huddled around the game, screaming at one another. Tiny Dutch children throwing clogs. Together, DP, we can make the whole world impatient.
Still not interested.
I'll play you for it.
Let's do it.
Your heels may be high, but your hands are calloused and swift.
Just signed by the green arrows, initialed by the yellow ones. Charlotte Pickles is back! Look out, world! Here I come!
Oh, my kidding. I can't eat. I'm too upset about the breakup.
Me too. Poor Rachel. Poor Tommy.
Oh!
Get off me.
A
How can you eat at a time like this?
I can't, with my lunch in the trash.
You don't have to hide your pain. I know how hard a breakup can be. I've been down that road with Wally, and getting dumped hurts.
Like dipping your heart into a tank of hungry piranhas.
She didn't dump me. She moved. So now it's over, and I'm moving on. Besides, I've been thinking, why rush the girl thing? I'm young. I need to be free.
I'm not buying it.
Me neither.
You know me better than anybody, right, Chucky? Do I look upset to you?
Absolutely not.
Thank you. Now that's settled.
He's a total denial.
Yep. And if he refuses to embrace his pain, this could get ugly.
So like Tommy to be strong for the rest of us.
Tears of a clown, man.
Don't worry, buddy. We're there for ya.
What are you doing in my class?
Someone in your stage of grief isn't in the headspace to take notes.
Noodle soup for your soul.
You didn't double knot.
Get some rest, Tommy. We've got your chores covered.
I told you, I'm fine. I'm young, and I need to be free.
That's right. Keep saying it until the crying little boy inside you believes it.
Sorry for your loss? Love, Chucky, Phil, Lil, and Kimmy. Ah! No matter how many times I tell them I'm over Rachel, they refuse to believe me. It's starting to make me paranoid.
Speaking of paranoid, can you confirm that I'm being followed?
No, I cannot. Anyway, maybe there's something wrong with me. How can anyone get over a relationship in a minute? What am I, a robot?
Right, like I'd be lucky enough to have a robot for a brother.
And the weirdest part is, I'm actually relieved about the breakup. And there's a certain freedom that goes along with being single. I can shower every other day, eat onion rings, and stop burping through my nose. So, basically, what it comes down to is, I'm young. I need to be free.
Sounds like you got it all under control.
Exactly. Now, if only I can convince everyone else.
Take heed these words of wisdom, bro. If you want your peeps off your back, give them what they want. Example! Everyone in my class got chickenpox but me. I was studied like a circus freak for weeks.
That's sugar, not salt.
Close call. So, I gave them what they wanted. I drew dots on myself with a red crayon. Technically, it was burnt sienna. But the point is, everyone finally left me alone.
So, I
play the part of the jilted boyfriend. In a few days, your homies will be so sick of hearing Rachel's name, they'll never mention her again.
Deal! That is a brilliant idea!
Aunt Charlotte didn't tell me about this! These people shouldn't be happy. They should be impatient! What is wrong with that woman?
You called?
How did you find me? I knew I was being followed!
Of course you are. You have a posse now. Meet Mike, your agent, Bill, your lawyer, Hank, your publicist, and Yes Man.
But I'm a loner, a drifter, a desperado. I don't need a posse.
No, you don't.
Everybody needs a posse.
Yes, they do.
Aren't you supposed to be my Yes Men?
Yes, we are.
And why are you saying this game is for ages 0 to 128? Impatience can't be played by infants.
It can now. I dumbed it down.
What? Charlotte, I am ordering you to smart it back up again!
Aunt Charlotte, too late, you already approved it. Now I'll need your approval on the box design.
Well, I need inflatable slippers, but I guess we're both gonna go without.
I'll get rid of the posse.
And you'll change the age range and put a picture of a poisonous tree frog on the box. Artwork to be provided by me.
It's a deal.
What is up with that tree frog?
A failsafe, in case she gets out of control.
Did you get a cell phone? Deal, it's coming from your butt.
Hello?
I forgot. Meet me at 6 to go over the guest list for the launch party.
I knew that wasn't a real hug. It's Aunt Charlotte. Aunt Charlotte!
How could she be at the door and on the phone at the same time?
You do not know what this woman is capable of.
Who is it?
It's us.
Who's us?
Come on, Jill. It's Bill and Chucky.
I'll stall. You get ready. Remember, Lady Love has dealt you a harsh blow, so embrace the misery.
Rachel, I knew you'd come back to me.
Sorry, Toby. It's just us guys.
The first step in healing is letting the wound scab over. But if you keep picking at it, it'll get infected and become one bloody pus-laden mass.
Anybody see a spare bucket lying around?
I'm gonna spend the rest of my life alone. I'll never eat, sleep, or breathe again! Rachel was the only girl I ever liked!
You're young. You need to be free, remember? You can't do that if you stay in bed the rest of your life.
Yes, I can.
You know where this is heading.
No.
Now pull it together, man.
Better be an emergency, lady.
You should be thanking me. That note got you out of school for the rest of the day. Up top.
Oh, no. There will be no high-fiving.
Well, we don't have time anyway. We've got a meeting with the head of Japanese field operations before your commercial shoot.
Commercial? Oh, three words for you, CP. Not gonna happen.
Fine. I'll do it without you. Love you.
Would you stop planting phones on me?
Okay, Pickles. Now, a little Q&A. Who was the founder of the colony of Virginia?
John Rachel Smith.
Not quite. Second chance, T-Man. In 1620, what pilgrim colony was founded?
New Rachel.
What language was adopted by the colonists?
Rachelish.
Last question. How long will it take you to get to the nurse's office?
Jill, what are you... Aunt Charlotte wrote me a note. Apparently, I've got chicken pox. Again. And you?
Mental problems. This plan is a lock. I'm driving them nuts. And you know what? It's fun acting like a whack job and getting away with it.
Tell me something I don't know.
Tonight, they're taking me bowling, and I'm bringing it all home with a full-on meltdown. After that, they'll never want to hear the name Rachel again.
Still need your approval on the guest list.
Remember, we're here to keep him busy so he won't have time to think about Rachel.
I appreciate the effort, guys, but I don't know if I can do this. I can't bowl here. Rachel and I were here. It would be too painful to bowl on the same lane. This is lane 8. Rachel's favorite number was 8.
Is this a Rachel free zone? Now what?
Your shoes! Those are the same ugly rented bowling shoes Rachel wore!
I'll go change them.
Hey, you got 6!
6! Ah! Rachel was 6 4 years ago. Mind if I take a moment alone?
Please.
Rachel was 6 4 years ago. Sweet.
What's so funny?
Nothing. I was talking to myself, which makes me look like a mental patient.
Exactly what I was thinking. If you need a ride, I'm sure my sister will be happy to drop you off at the home.
I'll take a rain check on the ride.
2 questions. 1, do you have a girlfriend? 2, do you have any paper?
Nope, and nope. your turn.
If you feel up to it.
Ah! Oh, that song! It reminds me of Rachel!
It's the pinball machine.
I know. Pinball was the name of her favorite perfume. I guarantee you, the word Rachel is no longer in their vocabulary. What's even better, I met a really cool girl. It's weird, we just hit it off.
I installed a webcam so we'd have visual communication 24/7. I know it's short notice, DP, but can you make a speech at the launch party this weekend?
Love to. In fact, I already have it worked out. It goes something like this. That woman must be stopped.
But not before the launch party, okay? I already invited Anita.
86th from the Bully Alley. No one in his right mind would publicly humiliate himself like that.
No, it's because he went from zero to dumped in 60 seconds.
Exactly. He needs to say all the things he never got the chance to say.
Then there's only one thing we can do to save him. We've got to bring Rachel back.
Why not do it this weekend so we can surprise Tommy at Dill's launch party?
It's gonna be a night Tommy'll remember for the rest of his life.
From the train station, you'll take bus 29, which lets out a block from the club. We'll meet you there. Don't forget to keep it on the low.
It's the least I can do after you guys pooled your savings and stayed up all night working this out.
Cease and desist.
Morning, guys.
Gotta go. Morning announcements.
Nature calls.
My mom's so busy, she doesn't even care that I've been at the mall every night this week.
I'm on to you. And now you're gonna tell me how to get rid of your mother.
Yeah, right. I finally got the woman out of my hair.
Then sit back and watch the fireworks, because they're about to start a-cracking.
No, you can't bail on her. You and your stupid game brought my mom back to life. You gave her the reason to live. If you take it away, she'll be destroyed. Do you really want to be responsible for that?
Don't lose your patience. Chillax, bro. It's just a game.
Told you I'd put your game on the map. Better yet, I put myself back on the map. I am en fuego. Up top. The press is foaming at the mouth to hear what the boy genius has to say. And wait till you see the commercial.
What commercial?
Rachel should be here any second. Wait till she sees how much Tommy missed her.
This has to be the single coolest thing a friend's ever done for a friend.
Hi, I'm Dill Pickles. My family and I used to yell at each other all the time. But now we don't have to. We let the game do it for us.
Don't lose your patience.
Impatience. Coming soon to a store near you. For ages 7 to 79. Poisonous tree frog not included. Yeah!
Time to pull up the failsafe. Checkmate, Aunt Charlotte. Checkmate.
Tommy, you look normal.
Thanks to you guys, the worst is over. I'm feeling much better now. Happy, even.
If you think you're happy now, wait till...
There she is!
There who is?
You invited Rachel?
You brought a date?
You're supposed to be miserable.
It was all an act. I faked the entire meltdown. I didn't think you'd take it seriously. I'm not that good an actor.
So we pulled an all-nighter, spent our entire life savings for this month, and brought Rachel in town for nothing?
If you would have believed me in the first place, I would have never done it.
I can't even look at you right now.
Jerk! Insensitive jerk!
Girl hog!
Tommy!
Tommy!
Dead man walking.
Rachel? This is Anita. Anita, Rachel.
This stitch is way uncool. I was right the first time. You do belong in a mental institution.
I'm so sorry, Rachel. Please forgive me.
I can't believe I took a 45-minute train ride just to see you, the biggest jerk on the planet. I'll never forgive you, and I never, ever want to see you again! Ever!
Rachel!
Chillax, bro. It's just a game.
And now, the real genius behind Impatience, Dill Pickles!
Yeah! I must say, I'm touched at how you've embraced my little game. So moved! I want you to be in on all my little secrets. Like the one about the trick to winning this game. Just hold a magnifying glass up to the tree frog, and you'll see the exact sequence of plays.
Pure genius!
Great idea!
I never wanted it to end this way. I love you like a ant, but you crossed the line. And then you stomped on it.
Lit it on fire and danced on its ashes.
I know. That's why I'm so good at what I do. We could have had it all, you and I. Still, I have you to thank for getting me off my butt and back into the game. I'll never forget you, little man.
And I'll never forget you, big woman.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
I miss Rachel so much, it hurts. Feel like dipping your heart into a tank of hungry piranhas. Wait, don't hang up. Put a little on. Is that Kimmy in the background?
I saw that stupid B-movie on TV. Figured you could use some company.
You're wearing green.
Rachel's favorite color.
No, it was blue. But you have to mix blue with yellow to get green. Oh, Rachel! Rachel!